The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning, it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so. Some because they were made so by others. Some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Okay, so here's the dialogue between Jesus and the Pharisees about the nature of matrimony. And it's a reading that comes up several times throughout the course of the year. For some funny reason, always shows up on Friday. Can't figure that one out, but it always shows up on Friday. But one of the advantages of the frequency of this gospel reading is that it lets us take a closer look. Okay, and that's what I'd like to do here with you this afternoon, and especially just this one line where Jesus says, "Whoever divorces his wife unless the marriage is unlawful and marries another commits adultery." And specifically, just this one little line here, "unless the marriage is unlawful." What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it turns out that that little line is the source of a lot of confusion. One of the reasons is it only shows up in the Gospel of Matthew. Okay, so if you look at the Gospel of Mark, exact same dialogue, Jesus just says bluntly, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery." No qualifications, no explanations. Another reason it's confusing is because in many Bibles, you read that line and it says, "Whoever divorces his wife except for cases of unchastity," or something else, "commits adultery." And so you're left wondering, you know, if marriage is between a man and a woman until death do you part, and if God doesn't ever want that to be broken except by death, then why does Jesus say this? And what does it mean? And how did it end up in the Bible? And how can we know what it means? Okay, I'm going to try to help you understand that a little bit better. If you want to know what the words of the scripture means, first thing you got to do is you got to go back to the original Greek. Okay, so please remember, unless you are an ancient Greek, you're reading a translation, okay? You're reading a translation. So the actual Greek word that's used here, "unless the marriage is unlawful," is the Greek word porneia. That's what Jesus says. Okay, so the next question becomes, how do you know what the word porneia means? Or for that matter, how do you know what any of these old Greek words mean? And one of the most useful tools to answer that question is you look around the rest of the Bible. Where else was that word used? And how was it used and what did it mean there? Well, it turns out that for this word, porneia, You know, there's a lot of examples. You go back to the book of Leviticus, okay? And it says that it's unlawful for a man to marry his brother's widow. And the word that's used is porneia. And then you go to St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and it says it's unlawful for a man to marry his father's widow. Strange idea, but I guess they struggled with it at the time. And the word that's used is porneia. And then you go to the Acts of the Apostles, and the apostles and St. Paul are telling the Gentile converts to refrain from porneia. And it turns out that this is something they did in ancient Greece. If a young girl was orphaned, they'd marry her to an uncle or to a cousin. That's what they did. And St. Paul says, you can't do that. Okay? So how do we end up knowing what the word porneia means? Well, it becomes pretty consistent. That it refers to a marriage that's not a marriage because something about it violates the nature of marriage. And that's why Jesus says, unless the marriage is unlawful. That's what it means. And that's the foundation for our understanding of annulments. Annulments, something that comes up all the time, affects many people and many lives. And if you ever wonder where it comes from, now you know. Okay? So what is an annulment? It is a statement from the church that a marriage was never entered into because something about it violated the very nature of marriage itself. For example, marriage has to be between a man and a woman. The more time goes by, the more I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. You know, it used to be as taken for granted as saying that a circle is round, but these days you have to state this. It's between a man and a woman. That's just the way things are. Okay? Secondly, it has to be free. No force, no fear, no compulsion. Thirdly, it has to be by two people who are themselves free to get married. They're not bound by a prior vow. And that they understand that it's open to life and that it's faithful and that it's permanent. And lastly, it has to take place before somebody who represents the authority of the church, which is almost always a bishop, a priest, or a deacon. And what does an annulment say? Well, it says that one of those things was lacking. Either there was force or fear, or the people weren't free themselves to enter into marriage, or they didn't get married before the church. And it's a statement that says that something of the nature of what marriage is wasn't there. Okay. And my point this morning, very, very simple. It just helped me get the word out. That's all I want to say. Marriage is the foundation of society. Okay? And you got to help me get the word out, because this affects so many lives. There's people that aren't married. And they can be. And the priest can help them. Right? Maybe they never got married, they're just living together. Maybe they're bound by a prior vow. Maybe they never went to the priest, they went someplace else. And you know, it's an important part of the gospel that we respect the basic nature of what matrimony is. And so this afternoon, all I do is I say, help me get the word out. You and I, we want to strive to live the gospel as much as we possibly can, but also to help others to do the same and to become all that God has created us and called us to be. Amen.